Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, as I said earlier, this whole idea, the theme for February is go and do. Use this teaching. Take this teaching out into the world. This teaching absolutely works. Now, a lot of people have come up and asked, in fact, two, one last week and one just this evening, saying that they need to figure out why they're not receiving, why they're not doing things, and we're going to talk about that this evening. You know, I tell you that there's a mental world that we live in, that we're always using our mind. And it's what we think about, is what we are bringing about. But you have to realize that you can stretch. I often say we're stretching your consciousness. We're forming a bigger container. What you have to do is start to stretch your idea of acceptance. And the reason you do that is, of course, to receive more. We are all in our own little boxes, in our own little world. Because of the information that we have, because of the knowledge that we have, because of what we're told. So we live within that. Whatever we think that is, we live within that. That's just a matrix, people. You can stretch that and do anything you want with it. Remember, Ernest Holmes said, learn to think the thoughts that you want to think, and learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. We are not doing that. What you are doing is you are thinking and feeling what you already know, you see. So you have to stretch you at that and stretch your imagination into a bigger container, into a bigger matrix where you are able to accept these things. You see, I can talk all day long and tell you that this thing that we call God, this thing that we call the universe, wants to give you everything. But if you live in this box, the acceptance is out here. So you cannot receive what you want because you're living in here. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
You have to expand that. You have to get rid of that. So you use your imagination. You start to think differently. You think bigger, better thoughts of yourself. That is why a year or so ago we started to do you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. So many people do not know that. And when I was teaching a class, and it was a class in Pasadena, I discovered that people knew they could get to the point that they were worthy and deserving. Then they could not quite see that they were lovable. When I got them to the lovable part, they didn't know that they mattered. You have to know that you matter. You have to know that your thinking is changing something. Your thinking is always changing something. Thoughts go someplace and do something. Thoughts are things, and they start something. But we, with our education, and with this whole idea of this ego mind that we have, we can't move it out of the way, that blow to nothingness, and we think, oh, we know it all. As soon as you say you know it all, you have put yourself into a box. That's why the great mystic Rumi said, why are you in prison? When the doors are wide open, you have to open the doors of your mind. You have to say, yes, I am ready. I can see the acceptance. I can stretch this idea of acceptance so that I can see things differently. You see, if you accept things and learn to stretch that into a different reality, we're just creating realities. There are different boxes, there are different matrices that we're all living in. Why can I achieve something that you can't? Because I have stretched outside of my box. But then I put myself into a box again. Then I stretch to the next box, and the next box, and the next box. This is what you have to do. So you learn, you come here and you learn so many things. But you have to use that then. You have to change your mind, your concept of who you are. How are you connected to this universe? How are you connected to this thing we call God? Do you know that you're absolutely wonderful, magnificent people, and that this thing that we call divine is living inside of you? That is the only way that God can be present is through you. God is always operating in, as, and through you. You've got to start thinking those thoughts. You've got to start saying, I'm expanding. I'm expanding my thinking. I'm seeing things differently. I am ready. If you have an imagination, and in your imagination you know that you can heal anything, then start doing that. Then start doing that. You see, you think that if you break your arm, it takes 6 weeks to heal that arm because somebody told you that. Because somebody else told you that. So you put yourself in that box. You don't even bother to investigate. You say, well, the doctor told you it'll take 6 weeks. It's going to take 6 weeks. Why don't you say to yourself, I can heal that arm overnight. I can heal that arm instantly. I can heal anything that's wrong with me instantly. Because you put yourself in a bigger box, in a bigger idea. You stretch your imagination into something. So if you're not receiving what you want, it's because you haven't stretched your acceptance of that. You still think that something is holding that back from you. You see? So learn that you're magnificent people. You're wonderful people. Learn that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Get those things into every cell of your body so that there is no doubt whatsoever, you see. Now, what do I do with things like that? I say to myself all day long, I believe. I believe. But help me with my unbelief. But help me with my unbelief. So let's take a minute and let's look at this idea of unbelief. Let's look at this little Cherokee thing here. Excuse me. Two wolves, one evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside of people. He said, my son, the battle is between two wolves inside of us. One is evil. It is angry, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. Now, we all have that inside of us, don't we? Each and every one of us knows I love to be prideful. I know all these little things about myself. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humanity, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. And we all have those inside of us, do we not? So, the grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, which wolf wins? The old Cherokee simply replied, the one you feed. What are you feeding in your own mind? What are you thinking about inside of there? Are you thinking all the bad things about yourself? Are you always thinking that you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough? Are you always thinking of all the things that you need instead of thinking about all the things that you have? If you think about all the things that you have, you will add to that. If you think about all the things you don't have, you will add to that. It's merely a question of where your attention is. What are you feeding? Every thought, every emotion that we have is your child. You have brought that into the world, and it is your child. Now, what are you going to do with that child? Are you going to raise it correctly? Or are you going to let it just run rampant, have a tantrum all the time, do all those things? We have to control our thinking. We have to control our minds. See, that is the way the mind works. It has nothing to do with anything else. It is a mental world we live in. We are always creating ourselves, and we can recreate ourselves every moment of every day. How do we do that? We start with observing what we're doing, and if we don't like it, we stop it and we forgive ourselves for that. We forgive ourselves. You think I have to say I believe all day long? I have to forgive myself all day long also. I'm always doing crazy, dumb things, you see. But I forgive myself for it. And I say, now I'm going to straighten that out. I don't want that anymore. I don't want this anymore, you see. This is a wonderful time of year. We happen to be in the Lent season. This is the wonderful time to learn to give things up. Because the world out there, race mind, is in Lent. And we give things up, you see. You don't have to be a Christian, you don't have to be a Jew, you don't even have to be religious. But now that you know that this is a Lenten season, pick something that you want to give up. You say, I would love to give up swearing. See, you don't know I swear. Well, I swear all day long. I'm learning to give that up. I don't need that anymore. So during this Lenten season, I'm going to give that up. I've given up many, many things in my life. 21 days. Take 21 days and say, in 21 days, I'm going to be different. We use the 21 days because of the chicken and the egg. It takes 21 days for the little chick to hatch out of the egg. If you want to change something about yourself, start today and say, in 21 days, it will be done. Then concentrate on that and let it go. Know that something new is hatching inside of you, that you are resurrecting into a new life. This is the way you do it. This is the way you do it. But it starts with you, always with you, and what you're thinking about yourself. So you have to know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! Now, since this is a class on prosperity and all, we're going to have a little song for prosperity.
Okay. Well, this is a song that I wrote for prosperity because I actually had written a song about love and I described the person and everything and manifested him, but I didn't realize that's what I was doing. And I realized, wow, 10 months of practicing that song and there he was, even though I thought I was just making it up. So I thought, well, what else could I I could use some more money. So, okay.
Wonderful. Did anyone hear what she said? When she was talking about the man, and she manifested that. And what did she say? She got it. But she said, I thought I was just making it up. I thought I was just making it up. I want you to hear that. You're making up your life. You're the one that's just making it up. You don't have to listen to what the world tells you is reality. You're making yours up. You're making up your own reality. You have to realize that. That's how you stretch your consciousness. That's how you get what you want, by giving up their concepts and having your own concepts and stretching that consciousness and learning to stretch the whole thing of acceptance. The whole thing of acceptance. Wonderful, wonderful song.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, if you can do that with the band, you see you can do that with money. Why is there all this stigma around money? Because we grew up thinking money was scarce. We were told money was scarce. You have to work hard for money. Money's this, that, and the other thing. You have to start thinking differently about money. Be the money magnet that she talks about. Know that money is coming to you all the time, that you are attracting money all the time. And it will start to come to you. It will come to you. It works that way. You can do it because she did it with the man she wanted, because it was more believable. You see, there isn't that around, that there's around money, the power around money. So she was able to do that. But when you talk about money, you say, oh no, it's not the same. It's something different. Money is, oh, it's hard. It's something. Don't do that to yourself. I make money easily and effortlessly. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. You have to have these thoughts going through and stretching that, learning to believe that, and stretch this matrix that you're living in to the idea that you can accept these things. You see, when we go back to the idea, if you break your arm, you think it takes 6 weeks to heal. Why does it take 6 weeks to heal? Because you have joined with everybody else who thinks that it takes 6 weeks. If the world out there said it only took 3 days, you would heal that in 3 days. You are listening to the world. Learn to listen to yourself and say, I don't have to do that. I don't care if every doctor in the world says, oh no, bones do not do that. You have to say, my bones are different. My bones are different. And you make up your own. You are making up your world, people. You are making up your life. And you do that by telling yourself stories constantly and believing those stories. And believing those stories. Oh, I had a hard childhood. Well, you don't understand. My father was this way. My mother was that way. I could care less what your father and mother were. Absolutely give that up. What are you? You know, I lived in the South. The South was an incredible place to live. People there were out of their minds, most of them. You would say to somebody, who are you, or what are you, or what? Well, you know, my mother and dad had this, and we had the plantation, and we had this. Well, what did you? Nothing ever about themselves. They have to go back and pull out something from the past. You do not have to go back and pull something out from the past. If you're always going to the past, you cannot be in the present. You cannot be in the present. And it takes time out of your life. Because if you're in the present and to be able to describe something, you have to go way back here to come back around to here again. Look at all the time you've just wasted. You've just wasted nothing but your valuable time doing that. You see? That's called woundology. Are you familiar with woundology? Somebody will say, let me think. Well, you don't understand. You know, I'm an alcoholic. What does that have to do with anything? I didn't ask you that question. Why do you do that? Because I was hurt when I was a child. See, you have to go back and bring it to the forefront. We don't need that information. We don't need that information. Why do you want to keep telling yourself that? Why do you want to keep doing that? It may be absolutely true. Keep your mouth shut. No one wants to hear it. What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Who are you now? You were an alcoholic yesterday. You were an alcoholic a minute ago. Who are you right here and right now? You are a divine, individual expression of God. You are a magnificent human being. That's what you have to remember about yourself. And then you apply that to everything in your life. What am I thinking about money? Why is money hard for me? Oh, because da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, it has nothing to do with da-da-da-da-da. It has to do, what am I thinking right here and right now? Am I thinking? I talked to my sister-in-law this morning about something, and she said, well, you know, that's why money's the root of all evil. Where does that come from? Money's not the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. In her song, did she tell you, did you pick up when she said, it was the money that gave her freedom. It's your checkbook and the money in your bank account.
And I'm glad to see how my bank account finally set me free.
Her bank account set her free because money sets you free. Money sets you free. Remember, the definition of money and prosperity is being able to have enough money to do what you want, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, and as many times as you want to do it. That is prosperity. That is prosperity. So get those ideas through your head, you see. But you have to stretch. We've talked many times about the container, which means you're thinking. What is inside of your mind? This thing in the universe that gives us everything can only fill the container that you give it. The container that you take to the well is the water that you're going to receive. Most people take a thimble and they dip a thimble in. You have to take the largest thing, back a truck up to it with a suction hose and suck up everything. It's a bottomless well. You can have as much as you want. But you think, oh, well, I'm not thimble. Well, I'll get a cup. Don't get a cup of the thimble. Get a great big gigantic cup. Suck the water right out of that. And know that it just keeps coming and coming and coming to you. And learn to accept that. Give yourself permission to accept what you want. You're holding back, receiving, because you've never given yourself permission. You think about it, you say, oh, that would be nice, or this would be this, or that. Say right now, I'm giving myself permission to have what I want. I'm giving myself permission to have plenty of money. I know that I can have plenty of money because I don't take from anybody. My money is my money, their money is their money, and there's plenty of money to go around. You see, you have to start to think differently. That you have to realize that this thing that we call God works on a different plane with different reasoning than we have. We think if there's a pie there, you can only cut it in so many wedges. And you get a little bit, I get a little da-da-da-da-da. I'm telling you, you have to remember that you can have a whole damn pie. That you can have the whole pie that doesn't make you greedy at all. Why? Because Carmen can have the whole pie too, and Rhoda can have the whole pie. And everyone can have their own pie. But we have been taught there's only so much to go around. And it has to be divvied up. It has to be divvied up. You have to start, stop thinking that way. Raise your consciousness up to this thing that we call God, into a different reality. You see, into a reality where, there's pie for everybody. There's pie for everybody. But we don't do that. We keep shrinking back down to what the world is telling us. What the world is telling us. You have to stretch your consciousness, and you have to stretch this idea of acceptance, where you were able to accept these things. You're able to accept healing. You're able to accept love. You're able to accept prosperity and abundance. You have to go to a level where you can learn to think differently. Where you can think differently. And when you start to think differently, since you are making it up, which you said, you're making it up. You make that up. And since this thing called God is so clever, God says, okay, you can make that up and I will do it for you. You can make that up and I will do it. You see, God doesn't care. God doesn't say, oh, you're not going to get that. That's made up. Your whole life is made up. Your whole life is made up. And everyone thinks that's such a dirty thing to say, oh, I made that up. It's not a dirty thing to make things up. Make things up. Be the billionaire. Start thinking like a billionaire.
You see?
And I thought that was God for a moment. Come up to that other consciousness where you can think differently. But you have to get rid of your present thinking. You have to come out of that prison, that box, that matrix that you put yourself in. You see? And as soon as you come out of that, you see things differently. You reason differently. You see, we one in this on this plane of action, we think that God reasons the way we reason. God doesn't reason the way we reason. In fact, God doesn't have to have a reason for doing things. But as soon as something happens, we think, oh, what was God's reason behind that? Well, you'll never figure that out. You don't have a mind clever enough to figure that out. But see, we want a reason for everything. See? And we want facts behind it. We want to back up everything. Don't back up things. Make them up. Make them up. When I was in the real estate business, I made every statistic up I ever handed to anybody. Made them up. Worked every time. That's what they wanted to hear. I made it up for them. And I sold the house. You have to learn to make up what you want. Make it up. Say, stretch your mind, stretch your conscience, but leave this worldly thinking. Leave this worldly thinking that money is the root of all evil, that money is difficult, that all these things, that disease is here, that this is there, that da 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 da. Whatever. You can move out of that. You can move up in consciousness to a different level. And to get what you want, you have to leave where you are. You see, you want money. You want prosperity. You want relationships. You want a house and so forth. Well, you're not going to get it with your present thinking. Does that make sense? Just has your thinking worked for you so far? Has that little thinking worked so far? I don't think so. If it didn't, you'd already have your house. So you have to say, I'm willing to give this thinking up. I'm willing to think differently. I'm willing to stretch my thinking. I'm willing to imagine myself in a wonderful new home. I'm willing for a new job. I'm willing to see my career. I'm willing to have those Grammys and Emmys and so forth on my windowsill. And start seeing them there. And start seeing them. When somebody says, oh, you can't do that because it takes 20 years, it takes this, that, and everything. Takes them 20 years. Doesn't take you 20 years. You see? You don't have to. Don't be so earthbound all the time. You want something new in your life, but you stay earthbound. You're not going to get it if you stay earthbound. You have to free yourself and open up this imagination so that you can start to accept these things and accept them on a different plane. On a different plane, you say. If you think you have to work 8 hours a day to make so much money, you're going to make that. That's what's going to happen. You say. The world tells you 40 hours a week. You only have weekends to enjoy yourself. Mondays are horrible days. Who's making this up? You see? You don't have to fall for any of that stuff. You absolutely can create your own reality. And you do that in little bits and pieces all the time. You just don't notice that you're doing it. So now take time to notice what you are bringing into your life. What you are bringing into your life. And if you don't like what you're bringing into your life, forgive yourself and start over again. But raise your consciousness. And it's going to always start with you. and what you are thinking about yourself. It's always going to boil down to, am I really thinking that I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter? Am I really thinking these things? Get that through. And if your mind says, well, because you did this, that, or the other thing, forgive yourself for what you did. The past means nothing, people. That's why they call it the past. It's over. It's done for. It means nothing unless you bring it in. You see? Unless you bring it in. You are only ever punished once. When you make a mistake, you're punished once. Then every time you think about it, you have become your own self-punisher. Now you're punishing yourself. You see? You're the one that's doing it. You have to say, whoops, I forgive myself for that. But the world says, oh no, that was a biggie. That was a biggie. You have to punish yourself at least 10 years. Yeah. Got to serve 10 years for that one. You do not have to do that. You do not have to do that. When I had the church, I told people, God cannot forgive you, the church cannot forgive you, and I cannot forgive you. You can only forgive yourself. You can only forgive yourself. I often use this illustration, and I'll use it again this evening. How many people here saw the movie The Mission? That one was about the Catholic Church in South America. And they were trying to make the Indians slaves. And they were capturing them as slaves. And the one brother killed the other brother. And he was a slave master. Gathered these people. So he decided his sin was so bad that he would become a priest. But he would do penance. And all the armor that he had and all the stuff, he drug behind him. He drug it behind him. Now they were going through a jungle. And he's dragging all this stuff. They come to this waterfall that they have to scale. He's climbing up this waterfall with all this stuff dangling behind him. So the one priest said to the head priest, why don't you tell him to let that go? And the priest said, only he can do that. Only he can do that. What are you dragging behind you that is keeping you from getting what you want? Let it go, people. Let it go. This thing called God is holding nothing, absolutely nothing, against you. God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. You see, if God punished you, God would be punishing itself. There's no punishment. That's a man-made thing, people. This is what I mean by stretching your thinking. That's an earthbound idea. Let that idea go. Move up to where you are released from that. And you will start to think completely differently. And things will start happening in your life. You do not have to punish yourself. You have never done anything wrong. Except what your mind has told you. And you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You people are studying religious science. I know those two are. You're just saying. Have you heard of Quimby? Finnessy?
No.
Quimby is his first name.
Yes.
His last name is Quimby. Anyway, Quimby was a very good healer. And he was in the New England Saints. And he could heal. And here's just what they said about him. When somebody was really bad off and ready to die, they would call Quimby and the Undertaker. And whichever one got there first got the body. And if Quimby got there first, he could heal these people. And how did he heal them? by telling him how wonderful they are, how marvelous they were, and that they never did commit a sin. And what he discovered was that everyone who was sick thought that they had committed the ultimate sin. But he also found out that all the sins were different, so there's no such thing as the ultimate sin. There's no such thing as the ultimate sin. Most of the things that we bring upon ourselves because of our thinking. Remember, the body has no causation of its own. Only the mind has causation. And the body must always follow the mind. And if you think long enough that you need to be punished, you will figure out a way to get arthritis, to get something to punish you. Because your own punisher always, this thing called God, does not do that. So don't punish yourself. Learn to think the thoughts that you want to think about yourself. Wouldn't you love to think wonderful thoughts about yourself all day long when the mind says, oh, geez, you're no good. Oh, you did that wrong. Oh, but gee, tell it to stop, to go back to the nothingness from whence it came, and start to think, I'm a wonderful human being. I've done wonderful things today. I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. And make that a mantra all day long. Till it becomes true. Till it becomes true. You're making it up. You are making it up. You are making up your own world. Collective consciousness has made up this world that we live in. And we just decided to join with it. We decided to join with it. Pull yourself back when people are nasty, mean, and hateful to me and don't do what I want to do and tell me, oh, money's the root of all evil, or damage, you can't do that, or you can't do this. I look them right in the eye and I said, thank God I don't live in your universe. I don't live in your universe. Let them live in that universe. I want to live in my universe where I have control of my thinking. It's always going to come down to control of your thinking. What are you thinking about? Life is a choice. Are you choosing to feed one wolf or the other wolf? Which wolf are you feeding? Which wolf are you choosing to feed? Why do we want to dabble in the mean, hateful part of ourselves? We are always going to have a dark side. There's always going to be two sides to the coin. Which one do you want to look at? Which one do you want to become? If you focus on your darkness all the time, you're going to become dark and dark and dark and dark. Start to focus on the light. Start to see yourself as this magnificent thing. Here again, this whole idea of God, very hard to explain to people. God is beyond thoughts and words. Everyone wants to tell you what God is. Well, no one knows what God is. Now, give me a break. You see, we have little ideas. My God is different from your God. You're making God up also, people. So make a better God up for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that God does not exist, because God does exist, but you're still making it up. You see, you cannot start to define something that's infinite. As soon as you do, you make it finite. God must stay infinite. God must be above words and thoughts. So you have to start thinking that way. You see, God is different than that God I learned as a child. God is different than the God of my father. How many people here went to a church where they sang the faith of my fathers? We don't need the faith of our fathers. Where is the faith of our fathers gotten us? Has this world improved one iota with the faith of our fathers? Do we not still kill everybody we get our little grubby hands on? Do we not all have all this hatred and meanness going on all the time? Well, if father's faith worked, it's certainly not working very well, is it? So give up that idea. You can have the God of your childhood, people. You cannot have that. You have to grow a new one. You have to see God differently. When you see God differently, you start to see yourself differently, and you start to change, because you're coming from a different point. You are in a different matrix. You see? But you have to do that for yourself. You're the one who has to change your mind. But start with yourself always. And start loving yourself. Fall after. This is a wonderful month to do that. This is the month of love. Thursday is Valentine's Day. Become your own Valentine. Totally love yourself. Take Thursday to do nothing but love yourself. Treat yourself to nice things. And tell yourself how wonderful and how marvelous you are. You see, this is what you do. Inside of you lives this divine thing. If you want to call it your soul, if you want to call it your spirit, I don't care what you call it. But you have to know that there's a light inside of you. There's a little tiny flame inside of you. And you have to start turning that flame up. You have to turn that flame up till it consumes. Till it consumes you. When I say turn it up till it consumes you, that means till it consumes your ego and consumes all those old thoughts that you have about yourself. Let it burn right up and go up into smoke. You don't need those anymore. It is time in each and every one of our lives to come to the realization that we are wonderful, that we are one with this thing called God, and that we can use this thinking, this wonderful mind of ours, to bring into our life the money and the prosperity and the abundance that we want, to bring in the love and everything else that we want. But we have to do that for ourselves. You can come here and hear me talk. And you can believe it or not believe it. But learn to experience God for yourself. You see, you can read about God all day long. I can talk about God all day long. And it means nothing until you experience it. You have to experience this thing for yourself. And you can all do that. And you all want to do it, or you wouldn't keep coming here listening to me babble on and on and on. You want to do that. So give yourself permission now to do that for yourself. Just say, I'm giving myself permission. I knew there's something inside of me that's greater than anything on the outside of life, that's greater than I am, and I am now ready to surrender to that. Knowing, you see, so many people are afraid to surrender because they think they're going to give up their life. They're going to give up who they are. They're going to give up their identity and so on. It doesn't mean that at all. Surrender means to get rid of this mind that keeps telling you how awful you are. Why do you want to live with a mind that tells you you're not quite right? You see, you have a choice there. So let this. Envision a flame just being bigger and bigger and bigger till it burns all that out of you. And it's a wonderful thing. You'll love it. But you won't lose your identity. You see? In the Bible it says, you must lose your life to gain your life. You must lose this life, this earthly bound life that you have, to gain a much better life that you'll love. You see, people are afraid to do that. And they're afraid, well, now I won't have a life of my own. I'll have to be holy all the time. You see, I'm not holy all the time, and I'm having a hell of a good time, to tell you the truth. You see, you have to give your ego mind up. Stretch your consciousness. Stretch this box that you're in into this other thing that we call acceptance, and start to accept all of this. Start to accept it. You see, if you're not getting what you want and you're doing all the work necessary, it's because it can't come to you because you put yourself in the small box and it's out here in the bigger box. So you have to move. And that's all life's about, people, is moving from one box to the next box. And learning to think outside of that box and outside of that box and outside of that box. You just have to keep moving on. You see, remember it says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. In my Father's house there are many mansions. In my Father's house there are many mansions. You have to move from there much I can imagine. You just have to keep going on in consciousness. That's what that means. Okay, let me do some cards for you. Denise. Okay. We now know that it is the quality of emotion that signals our brain to release life-affirming chemistry into our bodies. Life-affirming chemistry into our bodies. You see, this mind of ours, when we learn to think the thoughts that we want to think and feel the feelings that we learn to feel, we can produce chemicals in our body. And those chemicals are life-affirming. You know, when I am happy and so forth, when I'm filled with life and so forth, all these little chemicals go off and they make my body feel good. My DNA starts to unwind. It starts to stretch. Now when I'm mean and hateful, hate everybody, the DNA starts to compact itself. The wrong chemicals go off in my brain. Why do you think you feel so bad? When I get angry, I feel very bad. When I get angry, I can taste it in my mouth. You can taste anger, you can taste hatred, you can taste jealousy. The wrong chemicals are firing. So it's my choice, isn't it? What kind of chemicals do you want to go off in this wonderful brain of yours? You can choose the ones you want. This is all scientifically proven now. They can prove this. It's done. You know, we're a chemical factory. We can produce any chemical we want in our body. You know, people take drugs. You don't have to take drugs. Everything that's needed to produce any effect that you want is already inside of you. Every chemical is there. You just have to learn how to mix them. But you go outside and you take a pill for that. You smoke a joint. You do something else. You don't have to smoke a joint. Just sit and say, The chemicals will go off inside of your brain. We'll do it every time. Uh-huh. Everything is consciousness. The only error anyone has ever made is an error in the way we see ourselves in the world. The way we see ourselves in the world. How do you see yourself in this world? Do you see yourself as a marvelous, wonderful human being? Do you see yourself as rich? Do you see yourself the way you want to see yourself, you see? Become that person that you always knew you wanted to be. You have an idea inside of you who you want to be. Now become it. Don't allow your mind to talk you out of that. Oh, you can't do that. He can, but you can't. You don't have this. You don't have that. That's a bunch of hooey. You see, that's a bunch of hooey. Everything is consciousness. And the only error anyone has ever made is an error in the way we see ourselves in the world. How do you see yourself in this world? As that wonderful, wonderful human being. As that magnificence that is God itself. Do you see yourself as that? You have to start to see yourself as that. Belief is the union of what we think and the strong emotion that we pump into thoughts. When we imbue our thoughts with love or fear of whatever we're thinking about, that becomes our belief. Remember, the choice is always love or fear. So learn to come from love. And belief is the union of what we think and the strong emotion that we pump into thoughts. Who does that sound Emmett Fox, the mental equivalent. It's done with thought and warmth of feeling. Warmth of feeling. What emotion is going on inside of you? What emotion is going on inside of you? Remember, Reverend Ike said you must feel good, smell good, and all these different things. He also had a wonderful saying he used to say. Jesus, loosen my money. Remember, pull the string? Jesus. Loosen my money for me. Loosen your money, that's all. You have such a tight hold on your thinking about money. You must loosen that thinking and start to think differently about money. You're making it up. You're making it up. Prayer is the merging of thoughts, feelings, and emotion. That's what prayer is. Is that not what we learn in religious science? Thought, feelings, and emotions together is affirmative prayer. It interfaces the human with the divine. A process so powerful, it transcends the limitations of language. The limitations of language. You see, words structure thought, people. Words structure thought. You must always be aware of what you are saying and what words you are using. You see? Never talk lack and limitation. Never talk lack and limitation. Find new words to describe things. Changes your thought, changes your world. Experience yourself in a different way, in a healed state. Now, what does that mean? Remember, it's already done. Your money, your prosperity, your abundance is already done for you. But you keep praying for that to be done. You keep praying for that. Don't pray for it. Now, learn to accept it and stay in the state that it's already done, that you're already healed. You see? If you're not in the state that it's already done and you're already healed, you're saying that it's not done and you're affirming it's not done. Is that clear to everyone? This is very, very important. Very important. Experience yourself in a different way. In a healed state. You see. When you're sick, people get sick. What do? I'm sick. Oh, I'm so sick. You throw your shoulders back and you sit up straight and you say, health is the only thing I know. I have the health of God coursing through every cell of my body right here and right now. Changes your whole mood when you open it, when you go like this. They have absolutely proven this opens things and endorphins and so forth start to flow differently. But if you keep closing yourself up, you do not get that. You're living in the state of sickness. You cannot live in the state of sickness. You must live in the state of health. It's already done. Experience yourself differently. If your mind is telling you you don't have enough money and that you're poor, you are living in that state. You see, remember, the truth is that money is always freely circulating in your life and you always have a divine surplus. A fact is, your bank account may be low right now. That's the fact. Do you want to live in that fact or do you want to live in this truth? There's the choice you have. You see, most people live in facts because the world loves to tell you every fact that comes down the highway. And then the next day they change that fact, don't they? You see, facts change. Truth always remains the same. Truth always remains the same. Facts change. Why do you want to jump on that? Remember the old thing? Rich people watch their money go up and down. Poor people go up and down with their money. Be rich. Be rich. Mike Todd said, I've been broke many times, but I've always been rich. Always tell yourself you're rich and live in that state. That's the healing state. You have to live the conclusion of your prayer. You see, you have to live in that state. But we don't.
Also, Mom, that if you're in a station, you have a visitor at the front desk.
I don't know where that's coming from. Prayer is feeling and the marriage of feeling and the thought in our bodies and our words. prayer is the feeling and the marriage of the feeling and the thought in our bodies and our words. How many times have I said, when you do an affirmation, when I do the affirmation, money is always freely circulating in my life and I always have a divine surplus. I feel something inside of me. If you don't feel that when I say that, then you change that affirmation till you start to feel what you want to feel from that. You see, people like to get, give me an affirmation, Dallas. Give me an affirmation, Dallas. Give me this, Dallas. Give me that, Dallas. These work for me because they do something inside of me. If I give them to you and they don't do anything inside of you, they're not doing you a damn bit of good. You have to start to make up your own thing. You have to start from where you are. And you have to get that feeling, your feeling going in you. I can't make a feeling go inside of you. You can do that, you see. That's how wonderful it is. But everyone wants to follow. Oh, that's the latest book. That's the latest thing. And look, they're doing it. So I'll use their affirmation and it'll work. And then they read that book and they do those affirmations and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Has to be the marriage of feeling. You have to feel something going on inside of your body. Inside of your body. In the lost mode of prayer, which is by Braden, the whole idea of the lost mode of prayer is what we always say, it's already done. You're praying for something that already is. If you're praying for something that you don't have, you don't have it, and you're never going to get it. You see, you are rich now. You see, you have to start with that. So the example is this. If you're praying for rain, you're saying there's no rain. So you pray rain. You don't pray for rain, you pray rain. How do you pray rain? You sit down and you start to think. What does it feel like? I can smell that rain coming across the field now. It's summer. Oh, and that rain. Oh, and now it's touching my body. Oh, my feet are. Oh, I can feel it swishing through my toes. This is how you get a feeling. Ah, I want to be rich. Ooh. Oh, I'm sitting in this. Oh, this chair is just absolutely so plush, so gorgeous. Oh, ooh, I smell the most heaven scents I did. That's how you pray rich. You see, don't pray for things. Pray rich. Pray money, not for money. Pray money. You see? Does this make sense? Is it helping you at all? This is what you want to do. You must have the faith. Okay, here's a cute story. It had rained in this area for the longest time. So the ministers got the congregation together. And he said, we're going to pray for rain. We're going to go out in the field, all of us. So everyone showed up to pray for rain. One little boy, very tiny, brought an umbrella. The rest did not bring umbrellas. They had no faith that it was going to rain. Children have faith. Children have imagination. You see? So think about that. When you're praying for something, do I have my umbrella with me? Do I have my umbrella? Do I absolutely believe this? And you will get it. It is always going to be done unto you as you believe. Always. Not as I believe, but as you believe. And you can learn to believe anything. So learn to believe that you're absolutely magnificent human beings, that you were created with a wonderful mind, that you have an imagination, and that you can achieve and do anything that you want. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.